CNBC's Tech Check is sponsored by Grayscale, the world's largest digital currency asset manager.
I'm Josh Lipton with your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Google plans to buy a Manhattan office building for $2.1 billion, making it the most expensive sale of a single U.S. office building since the start of the pandemic. It's according to data company Real Capital Analytics. Google has delayed, remember, its workers returning to the office until January, but the purchase underscores how the company views in-person collaboration as an important part of its long-term strategy. Meanwhile, Uber rising today after announcing a revised financial outlook for the third quarter that forecasts a possible EBITDA profit of $25 million for the quarter. The ride-hailing platform has been struggling with high costs and long wait times throughout the pandemic, but in an interview with CNBC, Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi says he expects surge prices to ease up by the end of the year as more drivers return to the platform and supply-demand issues balance out. And finally, the SEC launching a wide-scale investigation into video game publishing giant Activision Blizzard and how it handled employee allegations of sexual misconduct and workplace discrimination. That's according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. The SEC has subpoenaed Activision, known for game franchises like Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, and Candy Crush, along with several of its execs, including longtime CEO Bobby Kotick. That's all from the NASDAQ. We'll see you back here tomorrow.